You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Jamie Cunningham, the founder of Sales Up Business Coaching. Jamie helps owners of growing companies to become better business owners. Who wouldn't want that? And Mr. Cunningham, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Hey, Eric. How you doing?
We're doing great. Hope you are, and really appreciate your time. So, Jamie, you guys largely work with owners of growing companies. What are the most common challenges that you see within these types of companies, and what are some of the common root causes?
Look, there's lots, Eric, but if I was going to boil it down, I'd say, managing cash flow is number one. While a lot of people think that growing a company gives you more money, it certainly can. But the truth is that the growing company usually sucks cash. So being on top of the cash flow would be probably the first one. The second one we see a lot is trying to find good people. Depends on how fast the company is growing, but there can be an inverse relationship between control and growth. So it can often be chaotic, and we see, people struggling to bring the right people on board. And usually the reason behind that is that they've grown their company in the early days by just sort of finding the right sort of people through word of mouth or people they know, and not necessarily having a robust system. And that obviously needs to change as the needs of the company change as it grows. And look, the last one I would say would be the owner letting go. And what I mean by that is, again, at a smaller size, the owner can sort of have their finger in all the pies and know what's going on. But as the company grows, that's just not possible. And that can be tough for an owner to make that transition and trust others with their baby that they've grown.
Now, you mentioned finding good people. Tell us more about that, and how can people improve their ability to find the right people to help them grow their business?
Yeah, Eric, as I sort of alluded to, it's often, and not always the case, but certainly often it's put an ad in the newspaper, get some resumes in, look through the resumes, do some interviews, do some reference checks, and then make a hire. But the stats behind that show it's got about a 14% success rate in finding the right person. Obviously, that changes depending on the abilities of the person doing the hiring. But, what we also see is that because business owners are so busy, and they need someone, potentially right now, it's a bit of a, look, let's just get it done and get someone in here to help us. And there's not always the amount of thought and planning that goes into it. So when we work with our clients, we walk them through a system that does take a little bit of effort to get set up, but it really stands apart, and it starts with getting really clear on who the person is they're looking to hire, like right down to the details in terms of, the characteristics or, the socio-demographic profile. I mean, you can't ask any of these questions in interviews, but just knowing exactly who it is that you're looking for just makes it a lot easier when you see that person, be able to craft the questions you're going to ask them. But so we get really clear on the person we're looking for, and then we write an ad that really speaks from the heart. So a few of the fundamental things that they might want to have in place first is really understanding sort of the heart and soul of the business, like why it exists, what's the purpose, what's the mission they're on. And when we can speak about these things in a recruiting process, we really start to connect with people who also care about the same things. And when we get aligned things that we care about, there's just a stronger match. So starting with an ad that can connect with some of those heartfelt things, and then moving, we want to try and attract the biggest pool as possible. And then we start to throw hurdles in the way. And if we've communicated well about what our business is all about and the great opportunity this role offers, then people are willing to jump through, the right people are willing to jump through a few hoops, and we can design this in a way that we're not spending a whole lot of time doing it, but the applicants are investing their time and also choosing themselves whether this is something that's a good fit for them or not. So after we throw a few of these hurdles in the way, we then send the shortlist a test drive. And up until this point in the hiring process, we've really tested for ability, if you like, for culture. And now we want to test for skills. So we design a test drive that can really test out their skills. Then we move on to some assessments and help us understand a little more about a person than we might just through meeting with them. And then we move to some one-on-one interviews and then finally to an offer. So, I mean, it's quite a detailed process, but once it's set up, it's really a case of pressing the go button each time you want to make a hire.
Now, on the money side, how can owners of growing companies become more sophisticated here to stay one step ahead?
In the money side, look, the short answer would be to do two things. One is have an up-to-date cash flow forecast, and we call this the sleep at night tool. This is sort of the prediction of when the money's coming in and when the money's going out. This is not a profitability thing. This is just purely about cash in and cash out. And when you can forecast that into the future, it gives you some level of, stress relief, you know, knowing with certain assumptions what's going to happen. The other thing is, on the profitability side, is to make sure that the margins and overhead structure we've got is in line so that we are profitable. Too often we're so busy and just, you know, go head on to do business and not sitting back and look at what the numbers are telling us, because the numbers always tell a story and they show us the quality of our decisions that we're making. So having timely and accurate reports is critical, and having a up-to-date cash flow forecast would also be a critical part there.
Today we're joined by Mr. Jamie Cunningham, the founder of Sales Up Business Coaching, who helps owners of growing companies to become better business owners, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Jamie, are there traits or characteristics entrepreneurs need to have to be successful, or said in another way, to be able to grow a business? What are the not negotiable skill sets?
Eric, it's a good question. Look, it's a tough one, because there I see successful business owners of all shapes and sizes and personalities, and I don't think there's one specific profile that you need to have to be successful in business. That said, across all those different people that I see, there are some common traits. And possibly I'll add to that some skill sets that I think are important. The first trait would be to have a true desire to achieve what it is you set out to do. Because there are bumps along the way, and there's plenty of them, and there are going to be moments when there's going to be a lot of self-doubt and things are not going your way. And if you don't have that burning desire to make it happen, then those things are going to throw you off course, and it's just going to derail you. Then the second one, probably moving into some skill sets here, is being able to read people. You know, business is about two things at the end of the day. It's about numbers and people. And people are just a huge element, you know, whether it's your customers, your employees, suppliers, financiers, being able to have that emotional intelligence to understand how other people tick, and to be able to connect with them, influence them, understand them, be empathetic to them. That's just a huge, huge skill set, a valuable skill set. The third one, I would say, which goes hand in hand with the emotional intelligence, is the ability to communicate. So we see often, you know, with owners, they think they've communicated certain things, but invariably, you know, what they think they've communicated hasn't happened. And it's easy to point the finger and say it should have been this, that, the other. But at the end of the day, we see a lot that the communication skills, clear communication skills, can be lacking. So that's a huge asset. There's probably two more that I'd mention, and I've sort of hinted at these already, but number four would be the financial literacy, which for many business owners is an area they don't have a whole lot of interest in. And look, it can be quite dry. But once you understand how to read the numbers, and you don't need to be an accountant, once you understand how to be streetwise with the financials, it's actually an exhilarating part of the business, because it gives an immense amount of control. And we see there's a direct correlation between the financial health of a company and the financial literacy of a business owner. So that would be my number four. And Eric, last one I'd say would be the ability for critical thinking. And what I mean by that is not buying into your own biases or subjectivity around things, you know, particularly for the optimists out there, you know, and I am an optimist, so I speak with this with a lot of knowledge, but when we want something to happen, we often go into something with rose-coloured glasses and we see all the good things and we don't always think critically or throw on that negative hat to sort of run some different what-if scenarios. The owner that can still be optimistic and yet have conflicting thoughts around the worst-case scenarios and plan accordingly are the ones that we see to be most successful. You know, there's always exceptions to the rule, but that, I think, would be my number five on that one, Eric.
What about owners who want to be growing their company but currently are at a bit of a standstill? What might they need to think about?
Look, if a company's at a standstill, it usually comes down to two things. Really, one thing, it comes down to the owner. Unfortunately, in every case, the business is a reflection of ourselves. So the owner, and I guess within them, two things. One is the mindset. So, you know, a lack of growth is reflective on how a business owner is thinking. So there might be a lack of clarity on what they want or why they're doing it. Or there could be an element of fear involved around taking the action necessary. Maybe they care too much about what people think, or, you know, they've been burned before, so they don't want to try something again. But it's a stalled mindset would be the first thing. The second thing comes down to marketing. You know, for something to grow requires effort. It requires energy to be put into it. And in most cases, that energy needs to be in the form of marketing. So, you know, if we're unclear of where we want to be, or we're not making a commitment to marketing to either time or money to put into that, then, you know, that can obviously not impact the growth of the business. Now, marketing's not critical for every business. Again, there are going to be exceptions. But by and large, you need to put effort into marketing to make a business grow.
Yeah, no doubt about that. A lot of super and great information and insight here today. We can't thank you enough. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, one last takeaway or a final tip, anything else you'd like to share along the lines of our conversation today?
Yeah, thanks, Eric. Probably just one. And I alluded to it in my last answer, saying that the your business is a reflection of you. My business is a reflection of me. And it's the same for all of us. In that case, if we really want our business to become better, then we have to become better. So the first investment to make is that in ourselves. And I see a lot of business owners doing that, which is great. There's also an element that we need to be aware of that comes from the subconscious side of running our business. And it can be hard to see. So enrolling others to help us to see that, whether it's a friend, a colleague, a coach like I do, or one of your other advisors to sort of give you some hard truths, that can be a really valuable asset. So that would be my number one tip there, Eric.
And I'd say that's a great way to conclude today's session. Where can listeners get all the details on your Sales Up Business Coaching and your services, and how could they also be in contact accordingly?
Eric, best place is probably our website, which is salesupbusinesscoaching.com. And you can get all the details there. And Facebook, we're Sales Up Business Coaching. Twitter, Coach Jamie C. And I'm responsive on all those platforms.
And we'll certainly include all the links within the show notes of this broadcast. Again, Mr. Cunningham, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you and your company all the best.
Eric, thanks for having me.
And you're more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Jamie Cunningham, the founder of Sales Up Business Coaching, who helps owners of growing companies to become better business owners. And for further details, visit salesupbusinesscoaching.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7. Around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.